We have in the Old Testament reading and as well as the Gospel pictures of people progressing or journeying to Jerusalem. In the prophet Isaiah, this takes place at the end of the prophet Isaiah. It's the end of the people's exile after a generation of being out of their own home country and away from Jerusalem. So they're returning by the grace of God because they are allowed to return. That place where they can again worship, rebuild their temple, return home, that place where God dwelled in a unique way, in a special way. And it says that not only the people that were in Babylon could come home, but the Jewish people in what they call the diaspora, those who were in different cities and place because of economic issues and everything, they would be returning home. And that peoples from all nations would come to Jerusalem, because this is the place where the true religion, where God taught and saved people, not just the Jewish people, but from all peoples. The second journey to Jerusalem is in the Gospel, and Jesus is making his way to Jerusalem. He's going around Galilee and Judea, and his ultimate goal is that holy city where the gift of salvation will be accomplished by his suffering and his death. All these gospel stories, parables, healings, are Jesus' wanderings around the different villages and towns and the countryside. But his ultimate goal is one place where he will live and give perfect obedience to his Heavenly Father, where his love for his Heavenly Father will be demonstrated to his last breath in his final days on this earth in a physical way. Our life, I like to compare our life to a journey, not to a physical place, but to be part of God's kingdom, to be united with our God completely and totally without any interference. Call it a pilgrimage. Pilgrimages aren't that popular today. They used to be in the Middle Ages. People would journey for months going to a holy shrine to visit a saint's church or to Jerusalem, the holy places. And people make trips even now, as many of you have, to sacred places. But we don't walk. We take an airplane or a bus to a holy place. But people in the old days, they walked. And it was an effort, a real effort on their part and sacrifice, as it would be if we walked any distance at all. In the letter to the Hebrews says, yes, our journey to be a part of God's kingdom is a matter of making an effort. It isn't just a rambling around, what today is going to do or what's tomorrow going to do. Well, we'll see. Whatever happens, happens. No, our lives have to be deliberate. We have a purpose. And sometimes doing these things cause pain. And maybe God has to correct us. Maybe we have to do something very, very difficult. Extra action of love and of sacrifice for others. And I think too often the temptation is to say, well, let's just get through today, see what happens. Maybe it's routine, that's fine. But to have a plan and to be able to say, whoever I meet today, there's a purpose for me meeting that person. Let me look for it. Every time I have a moment of relaxation, I can say, talk to the Lord. Give a little prayer, a thanksgiving, or Lord, guide me. And not just say, well, let me get on my phone again, or let me play a game, or whatever it might be. Those are okay, but they waste a lot of time. So life is not just existing, not just getting along, but we have an end point. We have a purpose. It's deliberate, intentional, and we face these efforts that we make with bravery, with humility, coming before our God and asking Him for the things that we need, to forgive and to ask for forgiveness, to be able to say, yes, God has a plan for me, and I will deliberately carry out that plan, to ask for the graces to do that.